listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
User joined your channel.
Hi, everybody. November 12, 2015. I'm here with Lumberjack Greg. Got a few minutes. I got a few minutes, and we'll just have a quick chat.
User joined your channel.
Hi, Lumberjack. Hi, Lumberjack. Oh, got to give him a voice here. Hi, Lumberjack.
Okay, hello again now. Yeah.
Yeah, you must have changed computers or something.
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a new device I'm talking into, so.
Yeah, well, it doesn't know who you are based on...
I didn't know it knew who I was before. Okay.
Yeah, well, now we know it's you, so you got a voice now here in the live stream. How you been? How's your week been? I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks, I don't think.
Yeah, it's been wonderful weather down here, you know. If you work outside.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty warm up here, too. Double digits in the Celsius scale.
Yeah.
I think you told me to listen to an audio, and I think I did, but now I'm trying to remember which one it was.
Wait, what was that?
Gnostic Media.
Oh, yeah. The one on the, 1937 event. Yeah, that was really... I really enjoyed that one.
Okay, now I don't remember it. It was something else. What is it? 1937? You said?
The alien attack. War of the Worlds. I don't know why that was slipping my mind.
Oh yeah, War of the Worlds. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I listened. I think I finished it. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize that, actually a lot of the reporting of what people had, the response to it was contrived as well as the broadcast itself. And that was interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
I listened to that.
Yeah, 1937, we're coming up when it's going to be time to mobilize public opinion for the big war.
That's right, yeah.
You got to get your ducks in order for that one.
Yeah. I've listened to that. I'm still listening to all the Globebusters.
Yeah.
As I listen, I post them. I listen to the Clues Chronicles, number 5, I believe. I'm just going through my list here.
Yeah.
I got so many things on the go. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
Doing a bit of posting. Oh, I found... I was talking to Simon Shack the other day at the Clues Forum. And... he's not pleased with the whole baller skepticism that I'm looking into. And sometimes I point out someone I'm listening to, and then he has a thread on his forum about discredit by association.
Yes, I follow that.
And sometimes we get a wacky character in this flat earth, well, psyop, according to him. And
yes.
His latest post was about some guy named, I can't remember his name right now. Anyway, I posted his YouTube channel on morab.com, MOREAB.com, because it's not really fakeologist related that I can tell. But I put it over there, and this guy, what he had done was he took some nearly naked women and put the words flat earth on it just to get attention. It's the thumbnail on YouTube, so when you look on his channel, all you see is flat earth and naked, half-naked girls. But he doesn't talk about the flat earth. That's the joke. He's just using it because it's sort of the flavor of the month or half month or year or whatever you want to call it to get attention to his channel, you see. And he talks a lot of stuff about a lot of things. And one of the things I really enjoyed that he was talking about was just the
the whole internet and how different websites are constantly changing. For instance, YouTube constantly changes. For instance, PayPal, they keep changing their layout, so it's really hard to remember where things are on the screen because they keep changing things. See?
I guess I hadn't really noticed that.
Give me 1 sec. I got to change headsets. Hey, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Fine.
Better, by the way?
You sounded fine before, and you sound good now.
I got to go. All right, 2212, Lumberjack, you there?
Oh, yeah, I just muted my mic. I was watching this Booty Babe Talks Flat or something. I guess you were talking about.
Huh. Yeah. What did you think of that? What's the guy's name?
Jake Blastard. I don't know.
Yeah, it's obviously a funny pseudonym there.
Okay, yeah. I didn't get very far into it, obviously, but, you know.
Yeah, well, anyway, I just thought he was funny. This is why I like actually some of these characters. Now, if you think they're all part of a giant psyop run by the military, then okay, that's possible. But I just find them hilarious. Some of them are obviously just goofy, but who knows? I just like listening to new voices. I can't believe all of them are part of a giant scheme to throw things off, though. Personally. There are wacky people out there that are coming to the fore, getting some courage and all the various devices to get their message out, including Periscope. Have you ever gone on Periscope?
Never heard of that.
Well, Twitter bought a little company called Periscope where you can live stream video from your smartphone. And you get some of the, well, mostly they're just foolishness, but you can literally take a look at the map of the world, click on a live stream. Mostly it's just young teenagers, but the point is that it's just another piece of software that gives a voice to what otherwise wouldn't say anything.
I can't hear you, Ab.
1-2? 2-1-2?
Ah, I hear you again now. Yeah.
It didn't have the Bluetooth right. Maybe it didn't connect. That's probably why you can hear me. Anyway, Periscope. Well, opening beer bottle?
Hmm?
You're opening beer bottle.
No.
Okay. Right then. So that's the person that I've been listening to, and I just looked at him today. Other than that, really, I don't have any exciting research to talk too much about. Oops. There. Got anything interesting?
No, it's just sort of funny how you got all the YouTube videos that are talking about the NASA fakery all of a sudden, but they're all talking, it's all on the flat earth angle at the same time. I did thought that was kind of peculiar, you know.
Well, I don't think they're all, not all of them. The latest one I just found was, say anything about the flat earth. It was just on the ISS. I don't know if I posted it though. I did post, yeah, I did post it. It was about the water walk, he called it. Called the spacewalk on the ISS, the one they just did. He called it a water walk because he saw kinds of bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he didn't mention the word flat Earth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't make a resurgence on YouTube. I mean, I don't see why not. I would like to think it would. I don't know.
What make a resurgence on YouTube?
Well, just talking about, you know, questioning the NASA business, you know, especially if they decide to have a big Mars mission or something like that, I would think that topic would come up.
Yeah, the Mars thing is, I don't think anything, I think you talk about more ridiculous, talking about Mars or talking about the flat Earth. I think they're both, you really want to consider both ideas. I think Mars is crazier. Anyone would listen to that.
Oh yeah, I you know, with the people seem to be, you know, questioning media more, I would think, and then, you know, the Mars mission coming up, I would think that would catch a lot of flack on YouTube, I would think.
Well, just in general, yeah, the Mars is
Mars is the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Right. I don't know that it really picked up that much, like when they did the rover last year, but if they do like the manned mission, I must think that'll be a major promotion if that pans out.
Well, this is a short call. I'm sorry. I just pulled into my driveway here, but maybe if I get another minute, I'll come back if you want to hang out a bit more.
I'll be
someone
here
else
for
will
a
pop
bit.
In.
Yeah, maybe somebody else will pop in or come back, whatever you want to do.
All right, yeah, just hang out.
Sure.
All right, talk to you. Bye.
User disconnected from your channel. User left your channel.
Hi, this is Errol C., and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio.